Thank you.
On Monday, hundreds of Ron Paul supporters jammed into a ballroom at the Des Moines Marriott, where the Texas congressman hit some of his key messages, including a call to really cut government spending, something Paul says his GOP opponents don't have the courage to do.
They're talking about tinkering around the edges and nibbling away at the proposed increases. What we're talking about are real cuts and the shrinking of the size of the federal government.
Polls show Paul running nearly even with Mitt Romney to place first in Iowa. And that has confounded many pundits who view the former Libertarian candidate as eccentric and out of step on a number of issues. Paul wants to abolish the income tax and return to the gold standard. He wants to eliminate the United Nations and replace the Federal Reserve. Paul also wants to immediately withdraw troops from Afghanistan. It's a message some opponents call dangerous, but one that seemed to resonate with supporters at this rally. That included Beverly Dorneth.
I'm a lifetime Democrat, and he's going to be pulling from both parties. Nobody else is addressing this deficit, and nobody else has the guts in this party to say we have to reduce the military. We don't have the resources to police the world.
Aaron Storm says he's supporting Paul because Paul understands voters want less government intrusion in their lives.
His message is freedom, liberty, prosperity, sound money, limited government, and trying to get this nation back to its roots, which was a constitutional republic.
Justin Urison says he gave another Texan, Governor Perry, a look.
If I was a voter that would vote for a guy that I'd like to have a beer with, Perry'd be my guy.
But Urison says he likes Paul's plan for reforming the economy, and he thinks the media focus on other candidates has helped the congressman.
People act like they're surprised that he's a front runner here. He's actually slipped through the national media and has been able to bring his message to the people. I think we got a good shot.
If Paul places near the top in Iowa, as expected, the scrutiny of his views will only grow. Critics believe he'll lose his appeal and sink in the polls. But Paul's supporters believe he has a message that will sell beyond the cornfields of Iowa. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
Thank you.